Hello all, Tiger here, and welcome to another bonus episode of Geeks and Games. I am only here by myself, no Yoshimitsu today. And as you have guessed by the title, today we are going to be reacting to today's Direct. It has been a bit since I reacted to a Direct live. I didn't prepare as much for this one because, in all honesty, I'm kind of tired of predicting what is going to happen and what won't. Last one underwhelmed me a little bit. I like the Kirby remaster and I like Pikmin 4. But other than that, I don't know. It just didn't really do it for me. And also the excitement wasn't quite there since I didn't react to it live. But, you know, I could say what I want, but saying what I think will happen is going to be pretty useless because it is always going to be completely different. But I would like a new Rhythm Heaven, probably an announcement for Mario Odyssey 2. Maybe we'll see something on Metroid Prime 4. Actually, I will say what I probably think will happen. Advance Wars will get delayed again. I think that was supposed to come out in early 2022, and then the Ukrainian war was an excuse for a delay. I don't know if they used that as an excuse or they were genuinely concerned, but then there was another delay. It was going to come out on New Year's Eve 2022, but then that was delayed again. I'm not sure when it's coming out now. Maybe it'll be delayed again, or maybe we'll get a final definite release date here, but then again, maybe we won't. Maybe we won't. Maybe some more details on Tears of the Kingdom. I think that's the name of the... Yeah, Tears of the Kingdom sounds about right. More information on Pikmin 4, probably. I would also be interested in seeing if there's anything new with Monkey Ball. I like the last one that came out. Maybe they're making a new one. I don't know. Maybe they're continuing the reboot train. I'd like to see something more with Rayman. Actually, maybe that's what we'll see since Mario plus Rabbids Spark of Hope has been out for a bit. Maybe we'll see some more of that Rayman DLC that was supposed to come out. That looked pretty cool. Might lead, maybe we're on the cusp of the second Renaissance. That was a terrible pun. I'm so sorry. Maybe whatever Mario Kart DLC course is coming up next. I haven't been keeping up with that as closely as I would like. Oh, I'm not going to do bingo this time either before I say anything else. Something new for the Switch Online, who knows? I would like to see Tomodachi Life, something happen with that. Whether it be, I heard Arlo predict a sequel, maybe we'll get that. But then again, maybe what will happen instead is we'll get a remaster, which is what I'm hoping for. Something new with Donkey Kong, who knows? Like to see some Zelda remasters, but I feel like this is all stuff I've been saying for quite a few directs now at this point. Actually, this is the first one I've reacted to live in a year because there wasn't one in June. I mean, there was one, but it was a mini direct, so I didn't, you know, do one. And because there isn't E3 this year, I doubt there's going to be another direct this June either. So don't expect anything happening during the summer. Before that starts, I'm going to talk about Yoshimitsu and I released a new episode. Well, we didn't release an episode. We're working on one as we speak. This episode is probably going to be more edited down than previous direct reactions because I feel like... I know you guys like it. If I remember correctly, my first live direct reaction is still our most popular episode, but I'd like to edit it down just a little bit so that it doesn't run on as long. So to recap, direct already said my expectations, you know, maybe something new will happen with the Mario movie trailer, maybe a little new TV spot. There was one really recently that showed off Cap Mario. Oh, people keep saying Hollow Knight Silk Song in the chat as well. I'm not sure, but yes, I definitely predict things will happen in the direct. And once more, but this won't be the last time I say it, episode 41, which is going to be our award ceremony show, is going to be coming out within the next week as well. I'm not going to make any promises for a definite release date because my schedule is really wackadoodle at the moment, as the kids say. Hotel Mario 2. Okay, actually, I'm going to spend the 5 minutes before the show starts reading the live chat and see What intrigues me? Jarrold Smith says Glover 2. Glover for the N64, I heard was good. I think they did a remaster for it on PC. Who knows? The Frenzy says Among Us 3. No. Oh, somebody said Elden Ring. I don't know if Elden Ring is going to be coming to Switch. That's a little bit, bit much. I mean, if Skyrim and No Man's Sky can make it, both have Sky in the name, but not that one. I think Elden Ring might be able to. It'd probably be one of those dumb cloud-only additions or extra download required. Bubsy for Smash. Nothing has happened with Smash at all in the past year or so, but I don't know. Maybe they'll just make a new version with all the DLC. That'd be cool. I bought the Piranha Plant recently, actually, and he's not too bad. All right, gonna go full screen here. I have the time adjusted, so it should be fine. I apologize if anything sounds bad on my end in advance. I have extreme difficulty telling if anything is going to be good ahead of time. Nintendo, please do not copyright me. I am not profiting off of this unless you're listening to this in the distant future, and by some miracle we have an exceptional variety of listeners. In that case, it is monetized. But guess what? I'm going to say people should still check out this Nintendo Direct. There should be a link in the description below, and I posted a link in the Discord server. So check that out. But anyway, yes, Nintendo Direct, February 8th of 2023, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Focusing on Switch games launching in the first half of 2023. So maybe Pikmin might not be featured then, because if it was just announced, it's probably coming later on. But anything can happen, I guess. Oh, here we go. Rating pending to mature 17 plus. It still has a COVID-19 warning. What's that all about? All right, let's go, gamers. Black screen. Oh, we start off with Pikmin 4. How funny. Ooh, Ice Pikmin. Is that new? Sorry about that, live stream cut out for like 2 seconds. Oh, he's cute. Dog guy. Seriously, might be the cutest Nintendo character since Kirby. I love him so much. I want a plush of him right now. Oh, this reminds me of the, freaking what is it? It's like the sunken castle in. Oh, we have a release date, July 21st, 2023. Anyway, sunken castle theme from Pikmin 2 is one of the scariest pieces.
Hello,
of
everyone.
Ever.
I'm Shinya Takahashi, and I'll be
Hello.
Your guide for today's Nintendo Direct. That was the latest trailer for Pikmin 4. A dog-like creature was spotted. What kinds of things will it show us? Please look forward to more information in the future. Let's see our first batch of Nintendo Switch headlines.
Yay!
This new hero is a real gem. Introducing Volume 3 of the Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Expansion Pass DLC.
Lapidarist extraordinaire.
What now?
Say hello to Masha, the newest hero and a refined lapidarist.
Lapidary is the study of gems.
Accessories,
fun
that can
fact.
Bestow various effects. And coming in Volume 4 later this year.
Tell me why!
Yo, it's
is this
Sephiroth.
Really what you want? Nothing's gonna get through to him. He's a heartless machine.
No, it's British people.
Shake it.
Sorry about
Take
that.
Take it, amigo.
Samba de Amigo?
3, 2, 1, yeah!
Move I want to play the
in a brand new Samba de Amigo game. Grab your Joy-Con controllers and gently shake them like maracas to match the targets during a song. Follow the instructions on screen to pose.
I kind of like the Fantasia
dance.
Music of old for the 360. But it was a fun enough little rhythm game.
Why not dance with a friend to predict your compatibility in Love Checker?
Oh dear. Make Nintendo sure and their love test. No, I made a prediction that compete in my iceberg that Nintendo World wouldn't remake party. The Nintendo those love tester, but they did.
Keep the beat
look at the Nintendo love place. Tester after you're done listening to this episode if you haven't listened to the iceberg already and don't know what it is.
Genres from around the world. And Samba de Amigo Party Central shimmies onto Nintendo Switch this summer.
I want to see what the song selection is first before I consider getting it.
Got a passion for fashion?
Is this a new style savvy game?
Welcome to Fashion Dreamer. This
oh,
is
no,
the
this
place
is a
to glam it
different
up
thing.
And express yourself. Here, you'll aim to become a stylish influencer. And you're in luck. Tons of people are seeking the latest trends. Give them a like if you dig their style. Or suggest new outfits for them to grow as an influencer.
What more can I say except that
now
care.
It's time for fashion design.
I know somebody who goes to a fashion college.
Mix and match
she
your
might
favorites
listen
to create
this show.
New looks.
If that's the case, I'm very sorry.
By connecting online, you can expand your friend circle and grow your brand. Delve into these dark worlds.
Well, this is probably going to be some...
Dracula's Castle beckons in this new paid DLC for the roguelite action platformer,
oh,
Dead Cells.
How fun.
Venture through the castle's
I think I'd heard
hellish
about this.
Halls and outskirts alongside Richter Belmont and Alucard, leading up to a showdown
I got
with
Symphony
Death
of the Night on the,
himself.
Xbox 360.
The vampire
I still need to
killer
play through that.
And other iconic weapons
I didn't like the first Castlevania that much. It was only okay.
Combat. 12 original covers and 51 songs from the Castlevania series accompany you during your quest in Dead Cells. Return to Castlevania, sinking its teeth into Nintendo Switch March 6th. Pre-orders begin today on Nintendo eShop. Enter a new grid in this narrative puzzle adventure set within the
oh,
Tron universe.
Fun. I actually uncovered watched the original Tron truths, movie a bit ago, the one from the 80s, and it was a perfectly satisfactory movie. It wasn't that great, but it wasn't awful either.
And the entire server. Tron Identity launches first for consoles on
Nintendo Switch
this April.
I haven't watched the sequel yet, but this looks
April.
Like what it's taking more inspiration from.
Who's there?
Is this Carmen
Wait,
Sandiego?
That... Well, that can't be good.
The time-bending murder mystery Ghost Trick returns in HD.
Never
After
heard of this
After kicking
series.
The bucket
Never.
And becoming a ghost, you can possess and control objects. With your powers, you can even help others, like this woman, and change any ill-fated, fates.
This looks
ghost
fun,
Trick,
though.
Phantom Detective, spirits onto Nintendo Switch this summer.
This is America, speak English. For all legal intents and purposes, I must say that I am just joking.
Once upon a time, there was a witch and a demon. Experience Bayonetta's origins as a young witch named Cereza.
What? This is a...
Seeking the power to rescue her imprisoned mother, she ventures deep into the Avalon Forest ruled by fairies.
I haven't played any of the games, but I did briefly touch on the voice acting controversy in the...
There, she'll encounter the otherworldly demon Cheshire.
In the episode yet to be released.
You'll control both witch and demon at the same time.
How was that? Next, please
it was fine, Mr. Takahashi. Are we getting Splatoon 3 DLC? Octo Expansion? Yo. Is this just a new location? Yoast? Yeah, Splatoon 3 expansion. It wasn't the Octo expansion specifically, but you know.
Introducing the Splatoon 3 expansion pass. You might spot a few familiar faces alongside new shopkeepers.
Why do these voice actors always sound so bored?
So shop wherever your vibes are strongest. Oh, what's this?
Oh, there's no ink. Are we gonna have to epic Mickey around and fill in the void? Or maybe they're just not done with it and this is their they kind of lazily spliced concept art with just the what's coming next.
Wave 1 Inkopolis launches this spring. Wave 2 Side Order.
Oh, well, if they're not done with it, that makes a little more sense.
The Splatoon 3 expansion pass will be available later today on Nintendo.
It's probably going to be coming on a the Switch Online expansion thing as well.
Many people have played Splatoon 3 since its launch. Thank you all very much. We hope players will be able to enjoy the game even more with the upcoming paid expansion pass. Please look forward to more information about Splatoon 3 in the future. Let's see some more Nintendo Switch headlines.
I think you're being a little generous.
Adventure awaits Mickey and friends on Illusion Island.
Oh, cool.
Mickey Mouse,
is this
Minnie Mouse,
back to the,
Donald Duck, and Goofy. Embark on a new adventure to find three magical books and save the mysterious island of Monoth.
Those Mickey Sega Genesis games.
Jump.
The style is interesting too. It's like different from that newish Mickey Mouse show, but it looks kind of similar to that one as well. Abilities,
you can reach new places and find secret areas. Up to four pals locally can brave the island.
This encompasses the feel of like a Disney environment really well.
Play leapfrog for larger jumps, or drop a rope to lend a hand. Join
Mickey
and friends on a
high-flying adventure really
in Disney Illusion Island. Swinging onto Nintendo Switch July 28th.
Okay, I like the look of this one.
Pre-orders begin today on Nintendo eShop. More emblems are on the way. New emblems are coming to future waves of the Fire Emblem Engage Expansion Pass DLC. Wave 2 of the Fire Emblem Engage Expansion Pass
for
the Fire Emblem Engage game launches on the Nintendo Switch system later today.
Oh, wow. That's a good Cynthia announcement.
Take control of your destiny. This is Reverie, a world in which deities known as aspirations dwell. When a megacorp endangers the harmony between Reverie and our world, the future of humanity hangs in the balance. In this narrative adventure, harness your divine gift of clairvoyance to travel between worlds. See the future and decide humanity's fate. Many branching story paths, along with a riveting soundtrack by Celeste composer Lena Rain, set the stage for your journey.
Eventually,
you'll side
Yoshimitsu
with one of the six aspirations like Bond. Harmony, The Fall of Reverie, launches first for consoles
cool as well.
On Nintendo Switch this
pretty
June.
Cool. You can hear me. Okay, good. Sorry,
these
thought my microphone cut out for like 2 seconds.
Ing. Octopath Traveler 2 is just around the corner. After today's Nintendo Direct, a demo containing the game's opening hours will be available on Nintendo eShop. 8 new stories await. Which path will you
I'm
take
I'm kind
first?
Of tired of seeing this
Who
art
will
style.
Your allies be? And where
I feel like
will
we get something
you?
In this every
through a
direct.
Brand new world in Octopath Traveler 2, launching on Nintendo Switch February 24th. Keep it rolling. Run around and collect oodles of objects in this remaster of We Love Katamari.
Oh, cool. Katamari remaster.
Roll in a classroom.
Is Katamari Damacy or Damacy reroll? It's on Switch.
New features include playing as the young king of all cosmos in 5 new challenges. and taking photos with a selfie camera. We Love Katamari Reroll plus Royal Reverie comes to Nintendo Switch June 2nd. In addition, active Nintendo Switch Online members can play a free game trial of Katamari Damashi Reroll.
Might take advantage
Combine
of that.
The powers of the sun and moon to fend off evil in this turn-based RPG. Freely traverse a breathtaking world, meet characters from all walks of life, and devastate foes with timed attacks in battle. Complement your journey with enchanting melodies and retro-inspired tunes from the renowned Yasunori Mitsuda, a guest composer for the game. Sea of Stars sails onto Nintendo Switch August 29th. A free demo will
launch
later today.
Wait a minute, they said first half of 2023. August is on the latter half.
Take it out in this free-to-play online multiplayer showdown.
Uh-oh, a free-to-play game.
Form two teams of three and challenge others to lightning-fast battles, air hockey style. Dive back into the sprawling labyrinth. A collection of the first three Etrian Odyssey games is coming to Nintendo Switch, remastered in HD.
I think I've heard of these games.
Many treasures lie deep within a massive labyrinth. Its paths are intertwined, and vicious monsters lurk in the shadows. A blank map is your only guide. By drawing the map as you explore, you can progress even further.
That's
Etrian
nice.
Odyssey Origins Collection launches on Nintendo Switch June 1st. Each game in the collection will also be available separately on Nintendo eShop. Pre-orders begin
today.
Again,
I admire Nintendo's
eShop.
Commitment to remastering older games. This one does.
Get your tactical
skills
ready.
Oh, what do you know? It's Advance Wars. Haha.
Calling all strategy fans. The Advance Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp game is only a couple of months away.
Sure
Join
is.
Andy, Max, Sammy, and more in two full story campaigns, each one filled with colorful turn-based tactical action. Flex your strategic muscles across a multitude of modes. Design your own maps
like
and share them with friends.
Of this game
plus, go head-to-head in local and online play. Advance Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp comes to Nintendo Switch April 21st. Pre-orders begin today on Nintendo eShop.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Oh, cool, more Kirby. Is this going
to
be
a new story will unfold in the Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe game. Magolor, the interdimensional traveler from the main adventure, has lost his powers and must escape the realm between dimensions.
So is this like a new story in a remaster of an older game? Oh! Yeah, it is. That's fun.
All he can do now is a basic attack and jump. To regain Magolor's powers, you'll need to collect magic points by defeating enemies. With magic points, different abilities can be restored and enhanced.
So this does have an RPG mechanic.
Improve Magolor's levitation or increase his attack range. The order in which you restore his powers is up to you. There are over 20 interdimensional stages to explore.
Nothing.
Up to four players on the same system can venture through this mysterious realm together.
No, I think nothing major is still underselling it. This is still really cool.
Can Magolor restore his powers and safely return to his world? You can access this new epilogue after clearing story mode. After today's Nintendo Direct, a demo will be available on Nintendo eShop. Up to four players can play a specially arranged demo with select stages and subgames. Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe launches on the Nintendo Switch system February 24th. Pre-orders are available now on Nintendo eShop.
We hope you're looking forward to the new story in Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. Next, here's some news about Nintendo Switch Online. Please take a look at this.
Post-production Tiger with a brief note to make my microphone cut out. as this moment occurred. It comes back in a little bit, but in the meantime, I'll try to relay my reactions as best I can here. Ooh, it's Game Boy, how fun! Can't wait for that.
Game Boy games are being added to Nintendo Switch Online. On Nintendo Switch, you can play these games anytime, anywhere, just like you could back in the day. Let's introduce the games that will be available at launch. Tetris. Arrange the falling Tetraminos and aim for a high score. Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins. Reclaim the castle that Wario stole from you.
I should note that they're adding Mario Land 2, but not the first one at right now, which seems really strange. I mean, the second one's better than the first one, but that's still weird.
The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening DX. Awaken the Windfish to escape Kovalent Island.
As well as the remake on the Switch, that's fun.
Gargoyle's Quest. Save the Ghoul Realm as Firebrand from the Ghosts and Goblins series. Game & Watch Gallery 3. Play an assortment of Game & Watch titles.
Why did they have the third but not the first two? That's so weird.
Alone in the Dark. The New Nightmare. Solve a murder mystery.
Okay, so it looks like they're adding Game Boy Color
Shadow
as well
Island.
As regular Game Boy.
Metroid
2, know.
Return of Samus. Destroy the Metroids hiding on planet SR388.
It's coming, though.
Wario Land 3. Traverse a world that changes between day and night based on your actions. Kirby's Dream Land. Float, inhale, and spit on enemies in Kirby's debut title. You can use the Game Boy, Game Boy Pocket, or Game Boy Color screen filters. Up to two players can play compatible games together locally or online. More games will be added in the future. And...
yes! We're one step closer to Mother 3 on Switch now.
Game Boy Advance games are being added to Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack. Here are the games that you can play at launch. Super Mario Advance 4. Super Mario Bros. 3. Play 38 extra levels from the Nintendo e-reader accessory.
They have the e-reader cards as well.
Wario
That's amazing.
Wario Mega Micro Games. Experience the origins of the lightning fast micro games.
I can play the
games.
Original as well. Nice.
Kuru Kuru Kururin. Guide the spinning stick to the
Good
goal
timing.
Without
I'd
hitting obstacles.
I wanted to get this one as well. I'm one of the few that do.
Mario Kart Super Circuit. Race in the first Mario Kart game.
One of the more underwhelming
Mario system.
Still a nice addition.
Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga.
I'll play the 3DS version
Venture
of
through a zany
Superstar
world
Saga.
And fight with equally zany attacks. The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap. Shrink to miniature size and dive into a big adventure.
Okay. I still am...
Local and online play is supported for compatible games, and up to four players can play together.
But will Mother 3... will it come? Okay,
More
Metroid Fusion, Kirby and the Amazing
well.
Mirror, Fire Emblem, F-Zero, Golden Sun.
After this presentation, you can play these Game Boy titles with a Nintendo Switch Online membership.
Oh, lovely. Advance is locked to the expansion pack. That's
Online
nice.
Plus expansion pack membership.
Good on you, Nintendo.
Select Game Boy titles will be playable on Nintendo Switch. And after today's Nintendo Direct, you'll be able to play the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance titles we introduced.
That's
Please
sick.
Look forward to more information about Nintendo Switch Online and Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack in the future. Let's see a few more headlines.
Okay, I'm slightly disappointed, but at the same time really hyped.
The original Metroid Prime game.
What?
On
no
Switch.
Way! Actually, I kind of thought this was gonna happen. Let me guess, they're going to sell the original for $60. It's gonna be like, dang, if you're going, whatever game's going to follow the Game Boy games on online is going to have to be a banger, and that is a banger. That sure is a banger. haven't gotten bangers like this in a good minute. Would have preferred the trilogy, but still. Good on you. Metroid Prime Remastered. That's sick, bro.
The first Metroid Prime game, originally released on the Nintendo GameCube system, has been remastered for Nintendo Switch. Explore Talon 4 from the perspective of Samus Aran. But beware, there's more to this alien planet than meets the eye. Visors are the key to your adventure. They'll help you discover info and clues on how to progress. Depending on the situation, a certain visor may be required. When hostile creatures attack, keep them in your sights with a lock-on feature.
Hello? Fight back. Sorry, mic cut out for a second.
Missiles, bombs, and more. This remaster adds new dual stick controls, allowing you to move around while separately changing your point of view. You can also
select
the control
style that
recreates the feel of the original game, among other control options. Explore Talon 4 with your preferred playstyle. The digital version of Metroid Prime Remastered launches on Nintendo eShop later today.
The physical version of the game is available
in stores February 22nd.
Wow, that is amazing.
Put your master detective skills to the test.
This is
the Danganronpa Detective Organization. Yuma, a trainee detective, and Shinigami, the spirit haunting him, will solve the strange incidents within Kanai Ward, a city ruthlessly controlled by Amaterasu Corporation. You'll investigate these incidents alongside master detectives of the organization.
This announcement is so new. There's still nothing on the
that can prove useful.
Looking it up on Google, there's still nothing about it.
Mimic body types and voices with disguise. Detect heartbeats and whispers with audio aptitude. And witness past crime scenes with post cognition. These abilities can be shared with Yuma.
So this is post-cognition.
So use them to get closer to cracking a case. After collecting enough evidence, a mystery labyrinth will appear.
I think this is the same people that did Danganronpa.
And uncover the truth.
Or at least the same art designer.
Master Detective Archives Rain Code launches on Nintendo Switch June 30th.
Okay, I guess.
Wings of the Heart take flight once more. A remastered collection of both Botan Kaidos games, originally released on the Nintendo GameCube system, is coming to Nintendo Switch.
I appreciate any and all GameCube remasters, considering how expensive these games have gotten.
The Empire's conspiracy looms closer. As spirits dwelling within the protagonists, you'll stand up to the Empire across two different eras of war.
The GameCube had such an amazing selection of games. Everybody got something. I like the Switch,
during
actually.
Your travels, you'll visit various locales and team up
except
with
Star Fox and
F-Zero.
By the way, I don't predict anything's going to happen with the remainder of the Direct.
Botan Kaidos 1 and 2 HD Remaster soars onto Nintendo Switch this summer. Dive into your new fantasy life.
This looks like Animal Crossing.
Live the life you want in a new fantasy life game.
It's kind of a stupid name, but I've never heard of this series either.
Exploring the once thriving island, you'll meet a mysterious girl. Paladin, magician, and more.
This is literally just Animal Crossing with dragons.
Take on different roles to develop the island. How will you rebuild?
And time travel.
This life is yours to live. Fantasy Life I, the girl who steals time.
It's kind of a dumb name, but whatever. Okay. Okay, I wonder what this is. Yo, it's Professor Layton. We're getting a new Professor Layton game. That's kind of sick. Is this a new game or a remaster? Okay, this is a new one. That's sick. You devoted more time to freaking fantasy life, dumb whatever. Oh, cool.
Yoshi's Island.
A Yoshi's Island course. That looks cool. I like that. I like the original game. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass DLC. So this is like a brand new course. That's cool.
Birdo, who originally hit the track in Mario Kart Double Dash, is also being added to Wave 4.
Give us Captain Falcon, you cowards.
Wave 4 of the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass DLC for the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game races onto the Nintendo Switch system this spring.
Is there more than just
active
those
active Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansion pack members can enjoy this DLC at no additional cost. The DLC can also be purchased on its own.
Minecraft Legends. May or may not try that one. Minecraft Legends is okay. Long. This game looks fine. I like the art style. Maybe I'll try it. I've been saying they should make a Battle Network thing for a while, but that was cool, yeah. Nice death. This looks like Hollow Knight, but I like the art style of this one too. I already knew Tales of Symphonia was coming out.
Thank you for staying with us so far. This
is
going to
be
last
Tears
segment.
Of the Kingdom. It's getting delayed. Tears of the Kingdom delay. They always save this for last.
My servants. Sweep over Hyrule. Eliminate this kingdom and her allies. Leave no survivors!
But will we get more shoes? Is he the villain? This sky mechanic looks like it's right out of a Skyward Sword. Yo, Rails? I appreciate any game with a cool rail system mechanic. I've been playing some of Donkey Kong Country 2. Those minecart levels are pretty cool. Do we have a definitive release date or not?
Please, lend him your power.
May 12th. Let's go. This might mean this will be the last direct where we see it, unless it gets delayed again.
That was The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, the latest entry in the Legend of Zelda series. In addition to the standard version, a collector's edition of the game containing various items will release on launch day. A new amiibo figure of Link from this game will also be available on the same day.
That's it.
We hope you're looking forward to Link's latest grand adventure. That's all for today's Nintendo Direct. Thank you for watching.
All right, so I think in general, that direct was a pretty good one. I'd say that was a B to B plus direct. That was much better than the one from September. One that most excited me was the Game Boy thing, because that means I won't have to spend as much money on the 3DS eShop as I had originally planned before it closes next month. Professor Layton looked cool. New Kirby game looked interesting. That game Blanc with the, was it the deer and the wolf? I like the art style of that one. I'm not typically into games like that, but the art style intrigues me greatly. The game about the woman with clairvoyance, I can't remember what it was called, seemed fun as well. In general, pretty solid direct. Excited for what comes next. Metroid Prime Remaster looks fine as well. Little disappointed about the Game Boy Advance thing, but now that Game Boy Advance is on Switch Online, you know, I'm just saying Mother 3 is right there. It's right there. Go on, you can do it. I have faith in you, Nintendo. But in general, that is going to be it for this episode of Geeks and Games. iTiger can be found on Scratch as Woodstock 05, Lego Ideas as Woodstock 05, and Mechabricks as GNG Tiger, I think. Yoshimitsu can be found on Flickr as Classified and Mechabricks as SpectreVamp and Discord under the same name. Check out our Geeks and Games Discord server if you want to keep up with us. Maybe get some bonus goodies once in a while, interact. It's pretty fun. We like having you guys on there. Other than that, keep an eye out for episode 41 when that releases. But thank you so much for joining this episode of Geeks and Games. I will see you next time. Goodbye.